We want to look at what your relationship is like at this moment in time. We're going to do a little bit of like unearthing, a little bit of digging around what is your relationship with the masculine in this moment. So, what beliefs have you got? What's the narrative? What's the pattern? What's the kind of cycle that keeps repeating itself with the masculine? What is deeply entrenched in your unconscious around the masculine? As I say that, what comes up for you, what arises? Often our relationship with the masculine principle is reflected in our relationship with the men that are in our lives. So a really good place to get really into the nitty-gritty is to look at how it's showing up in our relationship with the men. And then that translates to like, how am I in relationship to the masculine principle of life itself? When I say like, what's your relationship with the masculine? What comes up for you? What's present for you? What's alive? What belief do you have around like men are dot dot dot. And if they're avoidant of emotions and feelings, then what? What happens to you if they're not in touch with their feelings, their heart, or the feminine principle? Because this relationship with the masculine is what encases your relationship with the world. So your feminine principle, the feminine in you, is saying, I feel anger, I feel despair, I feel sadness, I feel rage around the lack of emotional heart, emotion, heart, and their capacity to be in their feminine. And as a result of that, I feel silenced, misunderstood, not heard, disregarded, diminished, right? And so, what happens to your feminine with all of that? The dance of the feminine, the feminine coming into her fullness is in part her. You reinstating her within you, but also like the dance that happens between the masculine and feminine. And so, if you can do all of the work in the world on your feminine, but if this is the reality, the masculine in some way represents the world as we know it. If this is the version of the world that she is showing up for, then no matter how much you work your feminine, you're always going to feel, you're always going to be with this underlying, not heard, diminished feeling. And then the rage and the anger that comes with that. So we want to really start mapping out. This is the relationship to the masculine that lives in your nervous system in this current moment. I've just guided you very briefly in like a few questions, but like this is your subconscious patterning. This is the subconscious, unconscious nervous system patterning that lives in your system. So you're going to be attracted to guys that are going to perpetuate that for you because this is your belief about the masculine principle. This is what's shown up in your life, and this is what's living in your nervous system as this is the version of reality that I have of the masculine. And ultimately, you have had these experiences, and ultimately, it's not that you've made this up out of nowhere. Your nervous system is wired in this way because you've had these experiences. But the reality is, do you want to live for the rest of your life as this with this reality? No.